Are you ready to go back in time?
You always had the power to go back.
I have.
Well, here we go with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435 Flashback.
Our 435 flashback today was a dance craze popular in the gay communities. It was called voguing, and that's where dancers used elaborate hand gestures and frequently stopped to pose. The song brought the dance style to the mainstream and solidified Madonna's standings as an icon. Madonna's best friend Demi Mazar first noticed the vogue craze while they were out clubbing. She was fascinated by the way these men would strike a pose while holding their bodies in strange positions. Madonna took the idea to the New York producer Shep Pettibone, who she had recently begun to work with, and they wrote the song together. Pettibone was a DJ at Sound Factory, which is the club where Madonna saw the dancing. This song was originally written as the B-side to Keep It Together, a single release in America only. However, when Shep Pettibone played Vogue to the record company executives, they decided that the song was too good to waste on a B-side. Madonna mentioned many glamorous actors and actresses in the lyrics, including Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire, and Jean Harlow. Some of the mentions are a little forced. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face. The video features the House of Extravaganza, a group of New York City dancers who vogued along with Madonna. Before fading into obscurity, they performed on talk shows as America became interested in the vogue phenomenon. This was included on Madonna's album I'm Breathless, which was inspired by the movie Dick Tracy. Madonna starred in the movie with Warren Beatty, and they became a couple. Madonna was the subject of a lawsuit in 2012, claiming that the portions of the song Vogue borrowed the horns and strings heard in a 1983 dance tune, Ooh, I Love It. The suit was resolved in November 2013 with a ruling in favor of Madonna. A district court judge out of California ruled that the summary judgment, the sampling of the horns and strings, were trivial and that they couldn't be recognized. The word Vogue was very fashionable in 1990. Not only did the song top the charts, but the magazine Vogue was enjoying a resurgence, and the group En Vogue emerged with their first hit, Hold On. So, clearly office, it's time to do some dancing. Here's Madonna En Vogue, and it's our KQAK 435 Flashback.